And that's when he's going in DTs and he can see everything.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a house that that Hank might live in?
A haunted house.
Okay. Now, on an afternoon like this, it's not really cold, but you might say it's getting what?
Cool.
Okay. And it's you might say it's getting what cold?
Hazy cold.
Okay. And would you ever say kind of cold, or sort of cold, or middling cold?
It's getting a little cool.
Uh-huh. Okay. Somebody says, I'd prefer not to go. He might say, I'd what not
I'd rather not go.
Okay. Now, if you're greeting a person when you're especially glad to see him, you might say, I'm what glad
so
to see
glad,
you.
So glad to see you.
Okay. What might you say if somebody asked you something and you wanted to say yes, but you wanted to make it very strong?
Uh-huh.
What might you say instead of yes?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see, if somebody asks you if you can do something, and you want to emphasize the fact that you can do it, and you can do it well.
Oh, yes, I can do that.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Mm-hmm. Now, when do people use yes, sir, and yes, ma'am?
Well, to a man, they should say yes, sir, and to a woman, they should say yes, ma'am.
Well, who should say ma'am and sir? Younger people should say?
Younger people.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And are there any other situations in which a person would say sir or ma'am except to an older person? Would a person ever say sir or ma'am to somebody his own age?
Well, not exactly, but if they're a little bit older than they are and they are up-to-date people and they are somebody, why, they should say yes, sir, and no, sir.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, if somebody is very much afraid of a place, you might say he dreaded it very much, or he what dreaded it?
He was scared of that place.
Okay. Would you ever say he purely dreaded it?
Really dreaded that place.
Okay. Suppose you're putting a picture up on the wall, tacking it in with a hammer,
mm-hmm.
and your hand slips and you hit your finger, what would you say?
No telling. No, the first thing I do, I slam my finger and say, Lord, see, that's first word I'll say right back in the hill. But preached one night, he preached off his, next morning he built a lock fence and Tracy struck his finger. And he really cussed it. And he had preached the night before, for I heard him preach.
Did you hear him cuss it too?
No, I didn't hear him, but I know the man, old man Nora Meeks, a preacher, heard him when he done it.
Uh-huh.
He was walking out there to tell me Henry Hilburn something. When he did, he had struck his finger, and Lord, old man Nora was a good man. He said, Lord, mercy, I thought you was a good man. You preached last night. No telling what I'd say.
I said, would you ever use an expression that has sake or sakes in it?
Well, for the sake of them children.
Well, now I'm talking about something like
for God's sakes, I wouldn't have thought they'd have done that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, would both men and women be likely to use that expression, for God's sakes?
They are supposed to.
Okay.
Instead of saying something bad.
Okay. Let's see, if somebody does something that you think is pretty stupid, what might you say? Oh,
I'm surprised.
Well, now there's one word, maybe. Like shucks or tarnation or botheration or shoot or shaw or something like that. Would you ever say any of those words? Oh.
I say, shucks. Why did he want to do that for?
Okay.
Is that all right?
Mm-hmm. Someone does something unexpected and he shouldn't have done it, really. And you might say, why the very... What?
Why in the world did he do that for?
All right. And there's something that means, you might say, why the very thought, why the very...
Very idea, okay. That he did so.